This edition of The Standard's Tech and Science Daily is a preview episode of our Brave New World series. Evgeny Lebedev talks to leading experts about the latest trends in modern medicine and how to maximize health and longevity. To hear the whole interview and listen to other episodes, search Brave New World Evening Standard on your podcast provider or hit the link in the show notes.
I'm Evgeny Lebedev, and welcome to my podcast, Brave New World. Alternative medicine is any practice that aims to achieve the healing effects of medicine, but lacks biological plausibility and is untested or untestable. One man in this space who divides opinion is Wim Hof, known as the Iceman. Wim is noted for his ability to withstand freezing temperatures and even claims to have been able to control his immune system by a combination of breathing techniques, meditation and yoga he calls the Wim Hof Method. A medical marvel and charismatic force of nature, Wim has earned millions of followers around the world who are devoted to his methods. Wim has achieved astounding feats such as climbing Mount Everest twice in only his underwear. He claims that anybody can achieve these heights and boasts that by following the Wim Hof method, people can better deal with stress, become more creative, develop stronger immune systems, heighten focus, and improve their athletic performance. Wim's story is nothing short of remarkable. His journey began with a personal tragedy.
I lost my wife in 95. That's deeper than that. You cannot experience. It's like traumatic. And then have to deal with four kids alone in this society, which is quite insensitive, impersonal, depersonalized. And so there is no time for grief. There is no, grief is being caused, but not being taken care of. That's what this society is all about. Then I began to go into the icy water because I had to get rid of my mental, emotional agony, heartbroken, just crushed. And I had to be at the same time four kids without money. This is what it did. This what we did. The breathing I did in the mornings, 4 o'clock, rising, military disciplined like. And then I saw all the lights. I mean, I went really deep every morning, but it was not too difficult. It's just, you got to do it. Yeah, discipline. And then I was fully energized.
It must have been a really tough time for you, Wim, but you've made the most of it with coming up with this. This method that's helping so many people change their lives. It's a combination of very old techniques, but the combination itself is very, very unusual. And I understand you're a man very connected with nature. How did this method evolve? How did it get to where it is now, this thing that's called the Wim Hof Method?
Yes, I'm a thinker, you know, a lot of thinking. And then on the hunch, I went into, I felt icy water for the first time. I just went in, you know, you don't know why, but you feel like attracted. I went in and then I knew this is it.
What did you feel?
I felt an instant deep connection, a connection I never felt before. And I became aware at that moment of that. And that made me just feel absolutely, it's a discovery. And the rest of the day, I was only 1.5 minutes inside, but it was more than enough for me to find, was playing with the ice. And at that moment, I was like, hey, this is not icy, aggressive, cold, what everybody is thinking it is. It is a nice power. And I don't feel this stress. I'm okay. So the rest of the day, I felt a rush. If something makes you feel so good, you go back. And that's what I did.
So did the breathing and the experience that you got out of it, did it come instinctively to you, or this is something that you had to think about over time and put together into the method?
I was simply, it's like when the pupil is ready, the teacher will be there. The cold is my teacher. I was ready. I was ready to take the dive inside. I had enough of this, all this thinking. The chatterbox, I call it the chatterbox. I thought my way out so many times, so many philosophies, esoteric disciplines, traditions, religions, and all was thought about. Then at a certain moment, you can't, it's boring to go to another philosophy or another way to discover that it's only mental. You know? To a certain moment, you got to go into action. And my body was ready to go into action. And at that moment, going into the icy water, that made it really boom, happening. I was an absolute vertical connection within myself instead of this thinking. And from that, 46 years ago, I'm doing it ever since.
I can so get the chatterbox point. I think so many people suffer from it. Everyone suffers from it. And a lot of people get through life without even noticing life as a result. But it's definitely a way that works. And you discovered it from the first go, because that cold, it just stops you in your tracks. And I certainly experience that almost every day. And how do you get to the next step? How do you connect the cold with the breathing?
When you go into the reflex of going into the cold water is. So I learned to consciously take on the deep breathing. The deep breathing at that moment only happens because it forces the biochemistry in the body to change. That's why by reflex, you change deeply within. The body then becomes more alkaline, which is able to adapt quicker. Adrenaline is able to set in, makes you strong. So through deep breathing, very soon I was able to go for 5 to 7 minutes, 5, 7 minutes under the ice. 25 of this. Building up like you did. And then last one. Into fetus position under the ice. 5 to 7 minutes. No force. This is what I did after a couple of months, discovering that I was able to stay such a long time under the ice, in stress, so controlled, so no force. Last 30 seconds, you have to pee, because then the kidneys get a signal and you gotta pee, then you know it's 30 seconds more and you go up. This is the way I always did it, every day. And I did it always on my own, because everybody was thinking, he goes in freezing water, he is crazy. Let me tell you, I am crazy about life and my wife.
It's clear that many experience the benefits of practicing Wim's method every day. However, I wanted to find out more about the positive physical effects that practicing Wim's method can have on the body. What's the physiological effects on one's body, one's health?
There are many physiological positive consequences coming from going into cold water. Thermogenesis. First of all, cardiovascular exercise we don't do because we wear clothes all the time. We are actually destimulated from the stimulation the skin is able to receive. Our skin holds millions of receptors, temperature receptors, electrical receptors, receptors of the vascular system. It's all there. But yeah, it's always covered up. And that always covering up is destimulative. It's like a muscle. If you don't use it, you lose it. The muscular tone of the vascular system then goes down. And who's got to compensate? That is our heart. Because the blood still needs to be pumped through the system. Only now with much less help of the millions of little vascular muscles. They make the vascular channels, the capillaries, arteries, and veins, contract and open. These are muscles, endothelium, and they are throughout the body everywhere. Every 125,000 kilometers, millions of little muscles. And those are very primitive, but yet destimulated. And when they their condition becomes less, weakened because of being destimulated, then the heart needs to pump the blood anyway throughout the system. And it needs to pump more because of the less of the muscular tone, the lessen of the muscular tone in the vascular system. That's why we have a poor blood flow, and that is resulting in sclerosis, calcification. A river that does not flow, it becomes closed. That's what heart attacks and sclerosis are caused by that. That not in 1 year, but in 30 years, yes. In 40 years, even more. Now, doing this, you go into a stressful moment. The 3-4 minutes is hormesis, self-inflicted acute stressful exercise that activates all the systems to become the best of its functionality. And then stress will be dealt. Stress, the result of stress, is long-term cortisol, and that oxidates. And now we get rid of it by activating the adrenal axis, which then expels all the wrong cortisol, and people sleep better because the cortisol is out. Once you go into the adrenal axis activation, then the hormonal homeostasis of the hormonal system, the condition of the hormonal system, just becomes poised, balanced. What happens when we cannot sleep or have difficulty sleeping or sleep profanely, which is not deep, which doesn't regenerate our energy and all, is the presence of long-term cortisol, the chemical product of stress. And that stays within our system, and that blocks our melatonin to kick in. So if we take away the wrong cortisol, the long-term one, then melatonin is able to kick in and you have great sleep.
What else? What are the benefits?
Anything, actually. Inflammation. Inflammation has many names, from rheumatism to cancer to depression, etc. The question is, can we influence the cause and effect of, say, disease itself, inflammation? And that is a 100% yes. So preventative medicine, there is. Going into the cold is going in an acute stressor by which the body is activated to function to the best, and that is to be alert in case of, say, bacteria, virus, the wrong stress to process the biochemistry and cleansing it. That's what the breathing does. That's what the cold does. It expels what should be not in there, and then you become unconditionally, without disease, feeling good, feeling light, all is there.
To learn more about cold water therapy, I spoke to Rita Ora, the singer, TV personality, and designer, who uses the Wim Hof method when coping with the anxieties of stardom. When did you discover it?
Oh my goodness, I've been reading his books for years. Okay. And I've always seen him around. You know, like, his app is great when he counts your breathing, and I figured it out and I loved it. And I was just, it was actually putting me to sleep, like how it was breathing and he was breathing. And I never met him, you know, so I knew a lot about him and his technique. And
were you just breathing, or you?
I was just breathing. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really even doing cold showers at the time. And once I started working out in my 30s, I became really obsessed with hot therapy and mm-hmm. infrared saunas. And, you know, I stay now in a sauna for about 40 minutes, but on a 57 to 60 degree.
Infrared?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I do the 57 to 60 degree for about 45 minutes, mm-hmm. which is pretty tough, actually. Like, it's like a long space or 30 minutes. That's, and then I do a cold plunge and a shower and a cold shower, or a cold shower if I don't have a plunge wherever I am. But yeah, so when Wim Hof and I met, it was actually over the summer, just gone last year, 2023. And I actually asked him to come and surprise my husband for his birthday. And my husband isn't as obsessed as I am. So it might have been a secret.
So it was really, it was a birthday
present for me.
For you, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was a birthday present for me. And he didn't know he was coming, which was so lovely for Wim Hof. As you know, he's so busy and always doing something, always has a project going on. So for him to fly in and do this for us was really special. And
did he come here?
No, it was in Ibiza.
Okay.
And so we woke up, it was his birthday, and he walked. And I was like, you know, I kind of, my jaw dropped because he had...
Did you ever met him before?
No.
All right.
And I just thought, wow, he's real, because I've always heard his methods and listened to him online. And, you know, he's just as crazy and fun as I thought he was going to be.
He's such a nice man, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's so giving, you mm-hmm. know. And to do what you do, to do what he does, you have to be very giving.
Yeah.
And I would be exhausted how much he gives and gives and gives. And you can tell he just really wants to change the world, you know. And he did a kind of 20-minute, I would say, meditation thing with the breathing. And we lied down, and it was in the shade, and there was no, you couldn't hear anything. It was just birds, and it was beautiful. And, you know, a couple of my friends were also there, and we woke up, and, you know, some of people just started crying for the first time, like their first experience, just from the breathing. You know, they had so much emotion. And there was tears and people were crying. And I was just thinking, oh my goodness. Like, I definitely felt, I got goosebumps thinking about it, because I felt so empowered. And I did feel emotional, but seeing people cry really made me think,
and
wow.
What was the difference between what you've done before and the way he did it with you?
Well, first, his voice is very enchanting.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of doesn't give you any space to think, because he's talking the whole way through, and he then does the countdowns, and mm-hmm. then he keeps talking, and then he's like, breathe in. And I don't know if I'd be able to do that alone,
mm-hmm.
you know, without him. Even though I recorded it, you know, so I can listen to it back.
Have you tried?
I have, and it's the same, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
Because he's not there.
Yeah.
And now I'm spoiled, because I had him physically there teaching me.
It does make, I was lucky to also have it when I went to see him in Holland.
Yeah, so lucky.
And like, it's different, it is different.
Well, because the energy and how he is, and it's so like intense.
Yeah.
But I do think it's possible to do it on your own, but you have to be really committed, you know, and I do them like, I do his method, I would say, like every day, 10 minutes.
How long can you keep your breath?
Not that long.
And me too. So.
Okay, good. I was thinking, I thought you were going to tell me like 3.5 minutes. I probably can do about 50 seconds.
Mm-hmm. And do you do like 3 or 4 times in
yeah.
the long go? Yeah.
I do like 3 times. But I go through the dizziness, you know, how you feel dizzy and all of that. And I think that then he then brought out the cold treatment, and we filled up the bathtub with ice. And Taika, being his birthday, he went in first, and they stayed in there for like, I mean, 30 minutes. And I couldn't believe it. It was crazy. I can do about 2 minutes by myself in a cold plunge, 3 max. But again, him there, like I completely forgot that I was in an ice bath. And even though you were freezing, it was like incredible, because I don't think I would have been able to have done that on my own.
That was a preview of Brave New World. You can hear the whole show and listen to previous episodes by searching Brave New World Evening Standard in your podcast provider, or clicking the link in the show notes.